Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I
always. This is a team of voices sharing open poetry with me, Liquid Damage. We are sponsored by the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. Our group is filled with love and respect. We're all so happy to see you here. We are poets from all over the globe, and we offer a variety of programming for your entertainment. There is something different going on with us every night of the week. You never know what we might have up our sleeves, so stop on by. And I would like to welcome, I believe it's Carmine, to the show. Is that you, Carmine?
This is Carmine calling from Cape Coral, Florida.
Hi, Carmine.
How are you, my dear?
I'm beautiful. How are you, sweetheart?
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. It's so such a pleasure to be on your show. To be honest with you, it's an honor. And my family
I'm so glad.
Kind of proud of me. So I said, well, not really, you know. I mean, it's because of the kindness of someone else's heart. So there it is. That's the way it feels.
We're so happy that you could make it on our show. It's an honor to have you, sir. And I'll introduce you to my co-host, Hatter. Hatter, this is Carmine from Florida. Are you there,
How
Hatter?
How are you, my dear? I don't know who this is, but It's a pleasure to be on this wonderful show, and I'm quite sure that the far extensiveness of its arms are pleasing many, many people, because creativity is, it's the life of all of us. And the more
right.
we create, especially from the heart, is a wonderful gift. It's a wonderful gift.
Right. Right. Now, did we get you to where you can see the show?
No, my dear. I can read what you're saying on my phone. This is a special phone because I do have some hearing problems. However, maybe some other time I will be able to hear and see the show. That would be wonderful.
Right. Well, all you have to do is go on your chat wall and go to the team, go to the group of Team of Voices, and you're there.
Yeah, well,
I'll put the links up to the poetry on the board, and as we get to the poems, you just click that link, and that poem will pull up on your computer, and you can read along.
Okay, that's fine. I have it before me, so... It's also on my computer, so I will read it expressively, and hopefully you'll like it.
Okay, well, we're going to hold off on that for a minute till we get a couple more people on here to listen to you. I read your poem. It is exquisite, let me tell you.
Thank you very much.
Very inspiring.
It's a compliment that I cherish, and I really do.
Right on. Yeah. We'll wait till we get some more people up here.
That's fine.
But I got a
that's
joke.
Fine.
Why are elephants
Oh, you do
so
have
lethal?
A joke? That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm a jokester myself, and I love jokes.
Oh, right
keeps,
on.
Why
are elephants so wrinkled?
Why is what?
Why are elephants so wrinkled? That's a good question.
I didn't hear it. Why is what so wrinkled?
Elephants.
Why are elephants so wrinkled?
They're wrinkled. Because they just throw it in the trunk.
Because they what?
They throw their clothes in the trunk? I don't know.
Because they're too big to iron.
Because
ha,
what?
Ha,
oh,
ha.
Oh, because they're too big to iron?
Yeah.
That's true.
Right on. Mm. Okay. How about this one? Where do sheep go on vacation?
Why
Very
does
good.
A sheep
you got
go
it right.
on vacation?
Where do got
go?
It. Where do they go on vacation?
You've got me there.
The Bahamas.
What was that again?
Wah.
Oh, to the Bahamas.
The Bahamas. All righty. Well, you know what? I think what we'll do is we'll start out with the SoundCloud here to get the show rolling.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Let me go pick it out. Now, you got to bear with me here because
why don't we get Carmine to be able to set up so he can see as we read. Instead of a SoundCloud, we could do one we can control a little bit.
Okay. Well, let's see. You want to do yours, Hatter?
Okay, my dear, because that would get confused and conflagrated. So I think just by reading the poem you have given me the opportunity to read would be suffice. And hopefully
you want to do that now.
Hopefully you would, would come across as I have practiced. So that would be okay. Maybe next time. I'm not that which is say, I'm not that qualified, unquote, in the dynamics of our new technology. Being
right
in the last December of my years, I'm just old-fashioned. That's about where it is. And
I gotcha.
And, you know, right now I'd rather stay that way. It's comfortable there.
Sure.
Okay. Well, if you want to read yours now, we can set it up. Let me grab your link and put it on the board so Hatter can – oh, what am I doing here? I got to go.
Is this posted in the show, in the show, in show link? She.
Yeah, I got to go grab it from the – except I got to open a new tab here. And
okay, it's coming. Does he see mine?
Dum-dum-dum.
He sees the message.
Yeah, I'm
right?
gonna go. I'm gonna go grab yours right now, Carmine.
Okay, that's fine.
It,
you know, patience promotes speed.
It takes me. It takes me a minute.
Does he see mine?
To figure
in the
it out. There
message?
We go.
So he can follow.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know.
I have it before me, so
he reads
I'll
along,
follow the what I have before me. Okay.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Let me get this right. I'm blowing it already.
Now, what do you need? You need to pick up his on the show page?
Yeah, I got it right now.
Okay.
I got it.
Why don't we make sure that makes okay.
And
have him pick up his through that link, so we know that he's on the he can see.
Yeah, he's got the poem.
Yeah, I know, but I want to make sure that he's going to be able to just because he's reading his, he doesn't need the chat wall to do his, but he would if he
yeah,
to follow along
do.
Anybody else.
Wouldn't you like to follow
well,
along? I would.
I'm not worried about me following along. I was worried to make sure that he can.
Right, right. You got
okay.
the poem, right, Carmine?
Oh, yes, it's here before me. I'm well prepared, my dear.
He didn't pick
okay.
up the link, so I don't know if he's coming. Okay. Go
no,
for
he's
it.
Got the poem in his hand.
Okay.
Okay, this is Carmine. Tree,
this is Carmine,
tree
okay.
And a bush of thorns.
Just let me know when you want me to read, and I'll try my very best to give you the best.
You're on, my friend. You can start anytime you like.
The love tree and the bush of thorns. Love makes peace, joy, and harmony. Unifies neighbors and family. Greed for power kills on command, and rivers of blood flood the land. Love listens, forgives, and understands, loyal to standards and follows commands. Racism divides with impunity, robbing lives of their dignity. Love builds, sustains, embraces brotherhood, cooperates, creates, and fulfills a welfare of good. Jealousy unlocks the animal cage, blows into fits of murderous rage. Love heals the heart out of sorrow laden, will sacrifice and soothe the cutting sting of pain. Corruption, fraud, envy, lies, destroy the rule of law in a deceptive disguise. Love kneels to pray and express empathy, to console any loss with humility. Injustice, crime, far too complex, wickedly schemes for trafficking sex. Love is faithful. Its vow prevails. Loyal and true, it never fails. the love tree and the bush of thorns, one rejoices and the other mourns.
Wow. That was just quite beautiful, Carmine. And
well, thank,
I love
thank
the
you,
inflection.
My dear. Like I said, it's been an honor and a privilege to be with you wonderful people and to express my heart with humility. Many writers don't get this wonderful chance. And
you're a rock star
grateful.
Now.
I'm deeply grateful for, your calling me. I want you to know that. Very simple and true, but very humble and with gratitude. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you about what I thought about your poem. I liked the inflections in your voice when you read it, number one. I could feel the emotion that you had when you wrote it. But your couplets are very commanding and cohesive, and your poetic language is very lovely. I loved your rhyme scheme. It was really well done. And just how you speak of love is totally from your heart and soul. I can tell you have had experience with the words, and the bush of thorns speaks loudly of the decay of all that's good. So well said. My favorite part, love kneels to pray, express empathy to console any loss of humility. Corruption, fraud, envy, lies, destroy the rule of law in a deceptive disguise. Just beautifully, this shows both sides of the coin, the good and the bad of the world. It commands of us to pray, or else this is just so well done. I thank you so much for sharing. And thank Deb for all her help getting your poem up here for us to listen to. We'd love for you to come back next time, Carmine. Anytime you want, I'll leave you the information. So, Hatter, what did you think?
Well,
I think it's a storyline of what picks a society now. I mean, common sense in our society is gone. The interpretation of constitutional rights was not meant to be bent nor broken. And the corruption, fraud, envy, lies, destroy the rule of law, I mean, it's a good statement. We just need common sense back. And Carmine, you'd be part of the greatest generation. And we're proud as baby boomers. Being able to say that we had hands-on knowledge talking to you, your generation. So thank you for that. I think after our generation, it's lost. You know.
Oh, thank you, Sue, sir. I thank you too.
Thank you, Hatter.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Let's see.
Should I call you, dear, in respect to a quest I might have to join you fine people with another of my works?
I'll give you the information. I'll message you with the information for you to join us next time. You can still hang out with us and listen to the poetry. And if we have time, you may read another one if we have time, but we have a lot of people that are expected on the show today, so I'm not sure. And I think we need to get to a SoundCloud. And
Okay.
Let me see what we can do here. Hatter?
If you need any help, just yell. I'll go fetch you or whatever you want me to do. I can hang out in the studio. Either one.
Just keep talking.
I'll keep talking.
We're going to do Titus next because I know he's in a time frame. Okay.
It's tough to get going.
Come on.
Deborah does it the best.
Yeah. Okay. I think his link should be up right about now.
Yeah, it's up there.
Okay. And let me, you want to start the SoundCloud and all?
Oh, I'm not in the studio, but I'll go get it.
Oh, I can do that. I'm right here.
Okay.
Let me see. Phil Titus. Okay, here we go with Titus.
From the heavy tome did angels come to make light work. Grappling at the fold, there sits an inchworming clave within the hand of a poet to affirm a position of power with the pen, as chrome reflects all thoughts of an old flame, a tone the comfort of home he relies on. An orchid soft as chiffon now swaddled in wings, as did having taken flight. The moon above, a pearl, it will rekindle enough love to have him hurl. Beautiful cliffhangers, chalk mountains recall shedding tears in solitude on behalf of us all. He will turn a new leaf on another unknown, as it was Lucretius once perturbed. He alone could never account more worthy denote to, so you never have to, and I never to devalue. We are reminded of great things, an age-old style of writing in the making. Epics are told, abyss catalogue of mortals, for the good of mankind you have been chosen. Should it include the amber version of feather light? Does remain a visual as the poet whose sight saw angels in the making? My love for them, the bread and butter reed, for each is a gem. As swans on whose reflection of gossamer saw a depth, mistook it for the troposphere, heightened hopes make it a passionate reed. From start to finish, the manatees will breed nonchalance. The moral of the story remains mutual as the understanding of love's pains.
Beautiful. I don't know, Titus. This is kind of what I'm talking about. You have such a beautiful sway with words, Tony. This is such a lovely piece of art, enchanting in its fullness of heart. One of my favorite parts is an orchid soft as chiffon, now swaddled in wings as did having taken flight. The moon above a pearl, it will rekindle enough love to have him hurl beautiful cliffhangers full of spirit and light. Your story is just beginning, Tony, and what a fine story it shall be. I just think you're going to become a greater writer than ever before from your experience. And as you show in this piece here, it's an awesome poem, and all the other awesome poems you have honored us with will greatly be appreciated. You're one of a kind, Tony, and your poetry every time depicts that. So let me get you some comments. Carmine, would you like to comment on Titus's piece?
Yes, I feel very much in parallel to what you have said as far as writing is concerned. It's very moving. And of course, the rhyme and the expressions are very poignant. He does have a very special talent for the flow of words, and in doing so, that that's the beginning of great writing. So I would suggest that's not the right word. I would commend him to continue, because the more you write, the better the expression. And he has a very special talent, and it comes out in his the magic of his pen,
Very well said. Yeah, good comment, Carmine. Before we do any more, let me welcome Sweet to the show. Hi, Sweet.
Hi. How is everyone?
Good, good, good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Right on. I'm glad you made it.
Yeah,
and let me see who else we have. Cool. That's so cool. Let's also welcome Wayne to the show. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, how you doing, guys and gals?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I can't find my reading glasses. I was sitting there trying to read on with the reading. I realized I didn't have my reading glasses. I've been looking everywhere for them. I can't find none nowhere. I got three or four pairs. I can't find none. So I'm looking for my reading glasses.
Oh, I hate when that happens. Did you look at the top of your head?
That's what they usually are. But I'll be right back with you.
Okay. Take your time. Right on. We're just sitting here with my friend Carmine from Florida. Carmine, this is my friend Sweet Pea. She's a beautiful poet.
Okay, that's a nice name, Sweet Pea. And when you say she's a beautiful poet, I'm quite sure that everything you say is very beautiful and very poetic.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. She's going to surprise you. She's going to knock your socks off.
Oh, no.
Well, that's good.
So
maybe I can paint my
clothes. Let's see. You know what? I might as well go ahead and do my piece right now, get it out of the way.
Sure.
Let me go get it.
Who's going to read? I'll go get who's next.
I was
going
to do mine next to get it out of the way.
Okay, after you.
Let's see if I can find where I'm going.
Let's go ahead and go.
There we go. Got it. Now all I got to do is get it back.
Right click, copy. Right click, paste.
I got it. And paste. There it is right there. Okay. This is one of my favorites. It's called Love Soup. And it goes like this. In the midst of the forest, there was a large stream. On one side I lived, the other a dream. There were lilies and jasmine, all smelling so sweet, and luscious raspberries, a good forest treat. Now over the stream where the daffodils grow is a cool little bridge where the water flows slow. Fuchsias and ferns grow all around, whilst clover and moss cover the ground. The beauty that grew there was really so great, but under the bridge lived an ogre named Hate. Now, Hate had decided the bridge was all his, and why we weren't welcome was none of our biz. So he had a sign that read, "All yous keep out," and if you came near, he would scream and he'd shout. He'd shout, "If I catch yous, you'll wish you were dead, 'cause I'll pull your eyes right out of your head." So Hate spent his days spewing his gripe, and some, I recall, believed in his hype. It seemed like the forest was growing quite dark because of that Hate, whose tongue was quite sharp. Then came the day when Hate got real sick. His temperature spiked, and his tongue grew quite thick. He coughed all the while, and his nose used out snot. He had a bad rash, and he farted a lot. This made Hate sad, and he started to cry. Then he got scared that soon he would die. Now this is the part where the story gets good, where I'll get my dream if I do what I should. So then my heart said, to cure Hate, give him love. So I sat and I prayed to my God up above. Please, dear Lord, won't you give me a sign if the duty to cure Hate is really all mine? And the Lord said to me, child, the duty is yours, but all who are near must open their doors. Let your heart lead and give Hate your love. Then singing rang out from the angels above. So I brought Hate love soup, which he slurped right on down. Then gave him some aspirin he took with a frown. Why do you help me? I'm Hate. I am mean. I'm the baddest ogre you've ever seen. Well, I have some love that I wanted to give to help you feel better, so better you'll live. And with that, the ogre started to shout, but only the sound of love would come out. So from then on, Hate was taken with love, and so now they both pray to their God up above. The moral, when Hate rules the bridge that leads to your dream, give love a try and conquer your stream. End poem. You want to take the comments at her?
Yeah, I love that. I love that, my dear. It's well, the rhyme just flows. You've got a wonderful story. It depicts one of the should I say basic elements of love, of hate, and how even ogres can change. Ogres are the ugliest of ugly, and yet when it comes to love, the love turns them into something very handsome, more beautiful. And that's exactly what your theme is, you know, the beauty of love, which eliminates hate, and then on top of that, makes it all beautiful. Very poignant, very meditative, and you gotta win it there. Really, I like it, and I love it. I mean,
I do.
I speak from the heart, and I don't say anything that comes out of my mouth unless it's honest and true.
Thank you very much, Carmine. That was very nice.
Yes, you're okay. You're okay. You are. You're very much.
Yeah, I remember this one.
Well, better than
it's
okay.
The story of the Grinch. Sweet Pea, what do you think? Remember this?
I love this one. I always have. I think, you know, Linda's such a blessing to all of us with her words of love. She's one of the poets, I believe, that can change the world. I read her stuff to my grandson. You know, both fairies and angels have wings, and I'm not sure which one she is, but I'll bet on her every day.
Yeah. Well, thank you, sweet.
The children's books, she should have one, two or three. Everything she has that moral to it. Very good. I posted...
Thank you, Heather.
Yeah, I posted, I believe it was Frank's.
No, it's me.
Oh, okay.
I mean, after Sweet Pea, after Sweet Pea.
Okay.
It's Frank, so.
Okay. Do we got Sweets up right there?
Yeah, I'm
Sweet
up there.
Yeah, Sweet Pea's posted, we'll read it, and then we'll
okay.
Push Frank. Okay.
Okay, I tried to rhyme because this is Linda's show. So... give me some love. You know how it goes. So this is dying in his lives, swimming in the vial of his consciousness. He smiled. Fool, follow the art of his entertainment. He laughing all the while. Teardrops faucets spilled when confronted with his sin, giggling at the masses, knowing he would win. Never tired of his game, he sent low inkling of shame as he tortured his family in spite of their pain. Leaving scars in the wake of his arrogance, proud of the false stature he claimed in the arts of his appearance. He falsified gratitude to obtain the loyalty of his neophyte brigade, promises of flowers, diamonds, and his heart. He thought he had it made. Through the years, he never changed. His self-love stayed the same. Until the day he died alone, he reached out and called my name. I held his hand looking for a sign until he said his last goodbyes, but no confession did he speak. Drowning in my forever love, I cried. I believed is every lie. And Paul.
Wow. Sweet. You did an awesome job rhyming. I don't know what you're talking about. This was just stellar. It was a really emotional ride. And what an artistic rhyme and flow you have given this piece with sad but strong imagery. I just loved it. I can tell you put your heart out on your sleeve with this one. His lies from the soul were staggering and indeed hurtful. But in the end, he was just like everyone else, alone and afraid. My favorite part was the last verse. I held his hand looking for a sign until he said his last goodbyes. But no confession did he speak. Drowning in my love forever, I cried. I believed his every lie. That was just so real and strong. And because it shows that in the end we all have a heart. Such a great piece of art, Sweet. Just amazing. Thank you for sharing this on my show, and thank you for being able to come here tonight. I really appreciate it. So let me get you some more comments. Carmine.
Yes, let me share something with you, okay? There's a woman who had been accepting or believing the lies that were consistent. He was a good liar. He was a good deceiver. And yet she believed it. I presume that it was because of love to offshadow the deceiving of his character. And sometimes we find people like that. They're good liars. They're good con people. They are takers. And yet, in her case, she said that she believed them. Even when he died, the confession was not made. But she presumably forgave him. And sometimes love even believes liars. And they believe criminals, they love criminals and what have you. There's no bounds when it comes to that. And so her work is one of reality. Very poignant, very true, and sometimes very sad.
Thank you.
Wise words from my friend Carmen.
I appreciate that.
Let's see. Hatter, what did you think?
Yeah, it's...
Did
it's,
I cut you off, Sweet?
No, not at all. I was just thanking your friend.
I knew where Sweet was going from the first line, swimming in the bile of his consciousness. I knew where it was going. You know, it's like he didn't know she knew. She knew. And she didn't let on that to him that he knew, but instead kept living this through the lies. And then he didn't confess at the end, so their memory is tainted or something like that. It's a well told story.
Sweet.
Thank you, Hatter.
Right. Good comment.
You know what? I was about to say, dear, that how many people live the lie, and they consistently live the lie? They do it for certain specific reasons. They do it for family. They do it for trying to keep something together that is falling apart. They use every glue that had been conceivably put on the market. But hoping that broken pieces would be strong, but broken pieces though mended, are not the same. And in her case, it was not the same. But as we stated here, it was tainted. But the memories were there. And as far as she was concerned, she was living. She was willing to live with the memories plus the lies. Very strong character to forgive and to live in that kind of a life. Did I say too much?
Oh,
no,
yeah, well, it's a brilliant occupation.
Sometimes
yeah.
I talk too much. My
yeah.
wife says, shut up. I said, okay. Give me
You're
a break.
Doing fine, Carmine.
So that's what I'll do. I'll try to give you folks a break up there. Anyway,
nah.
I'm really enjoying this.
We enjoy it.
It's inspiring. It is. It's very inspiring.
Right on. Right on.
Hey, dear, I have a joke for you.
Okay, I was just going to tell one. Go ahead.
What do you call a guy who has a rubber toe? What do you call a guy who has a rubber toe? You don't know?
No, I don't.
No. What do you call a guy with a rubber toe?
Roberto.
Roberto.
He's called Roberto.
Okay, I got a good one. Two penguins walk into a bar, which is silly because the second one should have seen it.
Which is silly because the second one should have seen it.
Yeah, two penguins walk into a bar, which is stupid because the second one should have seen it. Yeah, okay. Wah, wah, wah. I thought that was the cute one.
Wah, wah. Yeah, it is. But the more I think about it, the funnier it is. Wah, wah, wah. Okay, I got Frank's up there next.
Okay, yeah, let's go ahead and let me click on over.
I'll come in on sweets if I can.
Oh, there's Wayne. Hi, Wayne, you're back.
Yeah,
go
for my glasses. Okay. Yeah, I thought this was a great poem there, sweet. It shows a lot of true commitment from a friend, and that's in perfections go by, even if it's a lie. Great job with the rhyme. It's a heartbreak of a poem, and I think it's a very good poem, and I ain't lying. Good job.
Aw, thank you, Wayne. You're so sweet.
Right on, Wayne. Okay, let's see. Where is... there we go. Frank. Okay. Let's see where... It's Frank. Okay. Everybody ready? Does everybody got the link?
Yep.
Okay.
The sweet silence of the day has been interrupted suddenly by the penetrating perturbation of roaring raindrops of a tempest. Looming over the sleeping selves of the creepy crawlers lurking beyond the old abandoned road of the Centurio cemetery ahead. The seducing sounds of the solitary silhouettes resonate, an eldritch echo of the curious carts hiding in a shade of darkness, when the nocturnal creatures of the spooky sanctuary watch, if the crimson film of the beady eyes of throbbing terror. The wailing winds of the cemetery reach the windows of townsfolk, waiting for the haunting call to abate with the raging rain, as the clustered children hide under the beds with sheer fright, and the swaying shutters flap back and forth with full force. scratching paws and horrible hissing of the emergent evil. Glowing eyes of a menacing moonlight hover as high above, like a blissful light reflected from the burning brimstone. For the collisionist carts are aware of your susceptibility. Death is a blind mystery that only a few will resolve its enigma, and barriers a secret that remains hidden within the episodes of life, where the strangest beings of all thus reside beside us forever. If the strangest occurrences that torment our fragile minds.
You go, Fred. He gave it extra that time. Scary, Frank.
Come,
you have outdone
here.
Yourself. I got it. Is he still going? Oh, wow. Can you hear the cat?
In the poem.
I got a chill just reading this by myself last night, and it gets even better when Frank reads it. This is so clever with its soft alliteration, making it sing out like a song. Really cool. My favorite part is, let me see, where did it go? One, two, three. Oh, scratching paws and horrible hissing of the emerging evil. Glowing eyes of a menacing moonlight hovers high above, like a listful light reflected from the burning brimstone. For the collegianist cats are aware of your susceptibility. I thought that was like the epitome of scary. This is so well written, Frank, but I would expect nothing less from the king of macabre, the sultan of scary, and the father of fright. You are the bomb, sir. Thank you so much for participating in my show. It just wouldn't be the same without you. And that laugh gets me every time, and this time was no exception. Thank you so much, Frank. Let me get you some comments. Hatter, off mute, Hatter.
Yep, unmuted. I picked the same lines. I think the same lines you did. The collegianist cats are aware of your susceptibility. That is a dark, spooky-ass line. Death is a blind mystery. Frank's old school, and I mean that with all due respect, classes the place up. Thank you, Frank.
Right on. Wayne, what did you think?
As usual, he has a wonderful poem, but it had a different voice this time. I hadn't recognized him using that voice before in any of his poetry, so I kind of enjoyed hearing a different voice. He had a rough sounding voice that's kind of a deep voice, which I hadn't heard before. Great poem all the way through, and it's pretty scary. The laughter kind of got out of control a little bit, but I can handle that. But he always has a great laugh. But it was a good poem all the way through, as usual, and he's a professional. Good job.
Yeah, it was kind of a different voice for him, but it was a lot easier to hear. Some of it is so spooky and eerie that it's hard to pick up over the backdrop, but he did a great job with this. Carmine, what did you think?
Well, I believe he's speaking of a pet cemetery, and of course, that's very unique. The cats and all the weirdness and the eeriness of the cemetery. Then he's speaking of death. which even frightens the child in bed. So it's very unique. It's something I haven't heard from, you know, creative writers in a long time. But as you said, he definitely has a flair for the spooky, and you know, that's quite unique, because many poets and writers don't go that lane too much, I think. In any event, as you mentioned, his talent, you know, really flows and gleams there. And his wording is very expressive. So, yeah, he has very talent. What I really liked was the expressions, the inflections, the, you know, the crying sounds, you know, the cats at the very end, which amplify the weariness, the dreariness of the scene. And, you know, he really got into it, which is exactly what we all have to do.
Yeah, Frank is our master of macabre. He just really puts his heart and soul.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Yeah, he puts his heart and soul into every piece he does. He's an actor, and he does stage voices and stuff like that, and he's just marvelous. But, Sweet, what did you think? Uh-oh, did we lose Sweet? Oh, Sweet dropped. Okay. Well, I guess we shall go on.
Yeah, that pet the pet cemetery that the comrade referred to, there was a scene at the beginning of that movie where the cat comes back. And it doesn't look, you know, the fur isn't taken care of. You can tell something was off. And what did they say? I think there's something wrong with Fluffy.
Right.
It's good pick out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think next we'll do Pee-wee's. Oops, what am I doing?
I think I put
oh, you are
another one up there.
Oh, you already posted. Oh, good. You're on it tonight,
yeah.
Hatter.
Well,
okay.
Do we have is that the SoundCloud for that one, Arcania, or are we reading that one?
No, we got a SoundCloud for that one, and it's right up at the top here. I got it.
Good.
Are we
okay.
Does everybody got that link, Wayne?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I hope it won't. Towards the trickle of somnolent silence, when darkness twirls the dance of dreams. In midnight's chimes, where candles flicker, on whispering walls lie sleeping shadows. Such blissful notions of sweet solace ripple the realms of sinking awareness. In a cascading caress of wanton wishes that ride the sailing ships of night. Too far beyond lands of mellow moonlight, past the sparkling shimmers of starry seas, through glowing prisms of velvet skies that soothe the sways of cradling clouds. Such untold beauty may satin sheets of slumber, telling their torrents of tantric tales in the peaceful serenity that floats on the sighs. As echoes of stillness fade into dawn, lost in the light that greets stirring eyes, memories linger on morning dew tears, melting into the ether of awakened minds.
That was a brilliant piece by Arcana. He's slowly becoming one of my favorites. He's so enchanting the way he writes and soothing to the mind. In verse 2, I like the way he describes a sleep with such a sweet description. The imagery in this whole poem is just so pretty and solid, in a way that gives it a spiritual overcoat. My favorite part is too far beyond lands of mellow moonlight, past the sparkling shimmers of starry seas, through glowing prisms of velvet skies that soothe the sways of cradling clouds. Just so, so pretty. Verse 4-2 caught my eye and really, really made me take a look. I read it a few times, but just so well written, with words that shimmer and shine. I just loved it. I think this is one of my favorites that he's done. And Arcana, I want to thank you so much for participating in my show. I so appreciate your being here. So thank you very much. Let me get you some more comments. Wayne.
This is amazing, a great recording, and echoes of stillness fade into the dawn. I thought that was wonderful. One of the phrases, this poem is especially poetic, talking of stillness in a calm, relaxing way that demands the stillness to be still when you listen to it. It's a great poem all the way through. Just, I enjoyed it a lot. It's good entertainment.
Right on. Good comment, Wayne. Carmine, what did you think?
Well, I agree with you, my dear. His words flow like water coming out of a faucet, and the expressions are very poignant. He has a way of expressing himself, as you said, to really challenge the mind in the depthness of what he's saying, but. It's not that difficult. It's simple. It's just a matter of having the mind in order to understand the depthness of what he's saying. So I can understand why you say he's one of your favorites. He has some great points that are reflective and also meditative, and in doing so, that's the talent of the writer, and putting in poetic expression as he had. Then you can see his talent is exceedingly polished, really, and that's very commendable.
Right on. Well said, Carmine. Hatter.
Thank you, my dear.
Hatter.
I appreciate it.
This is the next step of evolution of the poetry is performance art. The way we've been hearing tonight, and he does it very well. So yeah, good job. And I did post Jenny's next.
Oh, okay, cool. Right on. I got it. And see, she has there. You have a SoundCloud. Okay, Wayne, you got it? Had her all hooked up?
Got it.
Okay.
Cheated out of a happy life. I was cheated out of a happy childhood, betrayed by adults I trusted most, cheated out of a normal brain activity, now filled with constant negativity. Decades passed, so did he, to my surprise. Now a survivor with my own beautiful family, still nothing seems to shake the painful past. Memories regurgitating like stomach acid, burning what was left of my happiness and bliss. Cheated from the ability to cope, all thanks to, wait, no, cursed by the ones who stained my innocence with their hands. Emotionally immature, emotionally drained, barely holding on by the end of life's string. End poem.
Wow, that was deeply heartfelt. That shows truth and honesty motion, and I really like that. I feel her pain, and I think she really put her heart and soul into this piece for the readers to actually feel in this honest emotion that truly drives a good poem. One of my favorite parts is memories regurgitating like stomach acid, burning what was left of my happiness and bliss. Your words here are strong, as is in the whole poem. Great job, Jenny. Thank you for being a part of my show. And I'm glad you made it tonight, and I would really like you to come back again. Your poetry is quite soft and heartfelt. So let me get you some more. Let's go with Carmine first. Carmine, what did you think?
The poetry of her expression is very poignant, and I believe, for me, my inception of what she's saying is there is a scar that never heals. It's a pain that never goes away. It's a molestation of the past where she had been really done wrong, and the hurts. Though love has come, family, they regurgitate, as she said, like stomach acid. And I know what that is, because that could be very irritating. I call it agita. And so the agitation of a life has stolen her joy, her happiness, because it has become the main thing, and every time she wants to go ahead, it's like chained. She's chained to a memory that has been so hurtful. Her expression expresses that beautifully. It's been so hurtful that nothing seems to take it away.
Right on. Really well said.
Yes, right on.
Wayne.
Oh, my God, I'm right on.
You're a rock star, Carmine.
What?
Wayne, what did you think?
I think this is a song.
Oh, I said you're a rock star.
No, I'm not a rock star. My rock is kind of just turning into sand. However.
You're funny.
I've been wonderfully blessed, really wonderfully blessed. And as you know, I'm turning the corner to 92. And very, very few people my age can be on a show like yours and express themselves and hear beautiful expressions of love, of hate, of deception, of pain, of scars that won't go away, of the cemeteries that with cats and pets that cry out and haunt the eerie, the weary, and even the children in their beds. So for an old guy like me, to be able to enjoy that is is a blessing in itself. So I am, you know, D.G., deeply grateful.
Right on. And you know what?
I put Pee-wee's up there and then Wayne's.
Okay. Carmine, you're an awesome commenter. You really get into the depth of the pieces, and I really appreciate that. I enjoy your intelligence on my show. But let's go on.
I appreciate
here.
Hatter,
that,
my dear. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah, anytime.
I'm
Hatter.
Yes. I already
did you
want
to comment on?
It's me trying to comment.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I marked down the wrong one.
This is a sad point of how damages from the past can hurt one for a lifetime. The bad guys passed, but the damages are still too painful for to hurt to recover it from. It's a wonderful ride, wonderful SoundCloud. It's so sad it hurts. And a great job with the poem. She did a good job of this. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. Great comment, Wayne. Cool. And let's see. We got Pee-wee's coming up. Everybody got it? I guess that's a go. Here goes Pee-wee.
Great. Existence has lost all meaning. Gray is now the only feeling. There was a time and a place I would reach to touch your face. Those days are gone and left alone. My insides have turned to stone. I still reach from time to time for your hand, finding only mine. Colors I knew once burned bright, passion's red, holding you tight. Misery's blue, and missing you. Envy's green, because you were untrue.
Can everybody hear that?
That's all I know. No one had a clue where you'd go. Put another candle in the window, although you're not coming home. So I sit, this old book in hand, pondering why it came to end.
I think you ought to start it over, Linda.
I couldn't see.
Yeah.
Why you'd cared so little for me. Gray. Existence has lost all meaning.
Okay, I don't know how to...
That one started okay. If it's a little loud, it's okay because it usually plays back a little softer.
Okay, I think it's starting over.
Existence has lost all meaning. Gray is now the only feeling. There was a time and a place I would reach to touch your face. Those days are gone and left alone. My insides have turned to stone. I still reach from time to time for your hand, finding only mine. Colors I knew once burned bright, passion's red, holding you tight. Misery's blue when missing you. Envy's green as you were untrue. Nowadays this gray, that's all I know. No one had a clue where you'd go. Put another candle in the window, although you're not coming home. So I sit, this old book in hand, pondering why it came to end. Loving you madly, I couldn't see why you'd cared so little for me. Folks tell me that you'll be back. That faith is something I lack. Gray now washes over me again, thinking of your touch, your skin. I'd give away this cold, lonely gray to share with you one more day. Fate is cruel, misery my mistress. There's a gray stone I'll beat in your head with. And boom.
Wow. This was so brutally sad. I read it this morning, and it was so well written. You got your feelings displayed so well, Pee-wee. I really like the way you put a color on your pain, and what's better color than gray, a fantastic metaphor for loss of love. This is such an honest form, honest from the heart and soul piece of work. I really loved it. I think the part I like the best is colors I knew once part. Burned bright, passion red, holding tight, misery blue when missing you, envy's green as you were untrue. Beautiful, and the use of color so brings out the emotions to a stronger degree. This was really well written, Pee-wee. I'm so sorry for your loss. Thank you for joining us, and I really appreciate you being here. Your poetry is awesome. We love it, and we'd love to have you come back. So let me get you some more comments. I'm Hatter.
Yeah, this is a good storyline. When waiting becomes a way of life, it's easy, and that's an easy thing to fall into. It's just what you know and what is comfortable. So you continue waiting even though you know it's useless. I like the sorrow and the overwhelmingness to it. Very good.
Yeah, well said. Wayne.
Yes. I think it's a great poem. He was talking about how sad he was and how much he missed her and all that stuff. But when he read it, he beat her head into the rock, killed her at the end of it. So it wasn't too bad. I said, extreme sadness from lost love. That he had it smashed with a stone, bad to the bone. He's not alone. Even if he's grown, I wish he was stoned. Great with a sad ending. He would beat her death with a stone. That's when he misses her. Good job.
Right.
Point.
Right. Carmine.
Let me share my humble expressions by saying he was saying, in effect, color my world. I wanted the colors to be bright. I wanted the colors to be enlightening. I wanted the colors to lift me up. But it didn't happen. The loss of love is color gray. And gray is really very close to the grave. In any way, the effect, the emotions of his words depict the intensity of his feelings, especially with the loss of the one he misses. And in doing so, the reader can feel that intensity. If he portrays that with his pen, then he's done his job. And in this case, when he says he misses her, and his heart became stone with a sad ending, that is very reflective of what many, many others do. So they can relate to that. And by relating to that, then the intensity becomes real. And that's what he has done. It's a story of reality. I loved it. I really do.
Yeah.
It's very impressive. Did I talk too much?
No, you're doing fine. You're doing fine, Carmine.
Hey, Carmine, how old are you?
What?
How old are you?
How old am I? Turning the corner to 92. I'm 91. And by the end of May, I'll be 92.
Well, excellent, dude, excellent. You are getting up for an age. Congratulations.
What'd you say?
I said, congratulations. You're doing a good job.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Like I said, I've been on many shows and not as a performer. I was a drummer. I was on television. Tonight is one that I will treasure, and I'm going to put it in my heart and turn the key away. Throw the key away. Now, how do you like that?
Awesome. I'm glad you're having a good time, Carmine.
Well, I am. You know, it's about 11:15 here, you know. But,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, but time is of no essence. Not when you're having really creative vibes. It just invigorates your life. That's what I'm saying. Very special.
Right on. Okay.
Right on. Okay. I love it.
Yeah. No, you're doing a great job. I'm happy to have you here.
I want to tell you something. You know, I went to the doctor the other day, and he gave me a super checkup. You know, and he's my heart back here and everything like that. So I said, I asked him. I says, "Hey, doc," he says, "how do I stand?" When he paused for a while, Lord have mercy, paused, his eyes just looked down, and he says, that's what puzzles me. I said, yeah, thank you very much.
Oh, I'm addicted
well,
to brake fluid, but I can
jokes.
Stop whenever I want. Yeah. Yeah. Did you hear that one? I'm addicted to brake fluid, but I can stop whenever I want.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Here's a good one. What do you call a magic dog?
A magic dog?
Yeah.
Magic dog. Well, you've got me there.
A labracadabrador.
Oh, okay, an labracadabrador. Okay, that's cool.
Okay, here's one. What's the difference between a golfer and a skydiver?
What's between the difference between a golfer and a skydiver?
Yeah.
Well,
you got anything, Hatter?
Golfer golfs and the skydiver dives.
No.
A golfer
goes whack, damn. And a skydiver goes damn, whack.
Yeah,
you know,
they all laughed
when I said I wanted to be a comedian. Well, they're not laughing now.
You know, that reminds me of the old joke. What's the difference between an elephant and a lounge?
An elephant?
Let's see. What's the difference between an elephant and a lounge?
Like a tavern. A tavern.
Like a tavern.
Yeah.
An elephant.
Okay.
And a lounge. The difference.
What does an elephant fart in a tavern have in common? Or what's the difference? One's a barroom.
What does an elephant fart to the tavern have in common?
One's a barroom, and the other is a barroom. An elephant fart.
Oh, one's a barroom, the other barroom, and the other is a barroom. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll shut up now.
I think we got Wayne coming up next.
Yeah, Wayne's next.
There we go. Wayne, you have the floor.
I got SoundCloud with it.
Oh, did you? Oh, let me check. I don't see one done for you. Is it? Yeah, we don't have one here for you. Shucks. Let me see something.
We do some of the time. This will be you.
Okay, I think it's going to play.
This poem is called The Rescue. Painted pieces are prisoners barricaded behind gateposts, trapped in thick train tunnels with extinguished dead ghosts, teenage boys and girls suspended in cemetery's darkness, police post videos on websites, even parents carrying lightness, army of amateurs hit asphalt highway, leading marshals, men, interviewed citizens and school students, like in chief, attend. Headline newspaper articles, cover, ravine in River Road, jury foreman, Knox County Court, with wooden bridge bulldozed, slope falling jaws scream as targeted daughters, artifacts burn, residing pasture saw valley spots, driver vehicle earned, park ranger patrolling, site traffic tracks, old forest trails, hobos and jeans, hiked overhanging landmarks, talk truck tales, pavement travels north, wind whispers in sunfish mound, walk pavement paved path, auto wreck and broken bike found, stepped up march, stopped at rocks, and 3 acres to call. No brain surgery needed to know this night will be last straw. It's third ditch workers, prepared fractions, and green belt landing gate. Two, guards not officers, match tree smudge. O'Carr was full of faith. Attorneys in arms, draw fire, fishing Catfish Creek, near lighted home, honking horns, and earth chain flares, hanging in bone. In.
Okay, I couldn't hear that very well. So, Hatter, can you take this one? It sounded cool, but I just couldn't hear the words.
I'm running to the studio to let Deborah in. I wasn't able to follow. It was sort of hard to hear it on my end, too.
Yeah, really? Wow.
What's the...
That's, I guess that's what happens when it's a...
I wanted to do a little extra.
Sorry, Wayne. It was really hard to hear, sweetheart. But I know I heard some alliteration in there and some kind of sad stuff. And I'm sorry. I just couldn't hear it.
That's cool.
What did you get, Carmine?
Well, to be honest with you, dear, I did not, you know, get the entire, should I say, depthness of what it had to say. First of all, I do have hearing aids, and like you, it was a little difficult to hear. So maybe, you know, maybe next time Wayne could share something, or the same one.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I believe,
maybe that's,
you know,
something.
It's not rescuing kidnapped kids, but it's an abstract poem. It's about rescuing kidnapped kids.
I'm sorry, Wayne.
It'll be deal.
Maybe that's because we didn't do the SoundCloud.
Oh yeah, I think,
you know,
Debbie,
she was going to get it.
I think Debbie said she was going to get it.
Oh, Deb says you used 137 words from a word bank in that poem. Wow, that's awesome.
Deb should be in right now. Are you there, Deb? Hey, bro.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Cool.
Hi, Deb.
All right, well.
Hello.
I posted Bill the Poet and Crystal Hope. Crystal Hope's next.
Oh, there we go. Very good. Right on. Let me go to... Let me see. Phil. There it is. And I'm afraid I have to turn most of these up a little bit.
Cold.
I posted Crystal Hope first.
On the old path stands a wicket gate. Few find it, for thorns and briars try to isolate the entrance into the way a people should go, rattling on its hinges as the east wind blows. Many a foot has slipped away from that place, saying the Broadway is better, not this piece of waste. But still there's a remnant marching on undeterred towards the wicket gate that many think is absurd. The narrow path is hidden with broken tumbleweed, where the knees of the prayer warriors bleed, ignoring the slanderous words of the multitude who glorify in foolishness without an interlude. An uphill struggle with a slippery slope close by. But the wicket gate is over on the other side, creaking in the wind, lopsided with a rustic latch that is more stiff than a Cossack's moustache. The last hurdle before we get into the celestial city, strengthened to step into Canaan's land without pity. Through the wicket gate at the end of the narrow path, in the blink of an eye, we have escaped God's final wrath. End poem.
Well, sorry about that, Hatter. I jumped the gun on Phil's SoundCloud.
Yeah, that's okay.
I didn't see crystals up there.
No, that was my error. I did the right way. That was totally my bad. So everything's good.
Oh. Okay. Well, Phil, this was wonderful. The rhyme and flow here is like top notch, and the story of the Wicket Gate is a pleasure to read. I think you really brought it to life and gave true meaning to the Wicket Gate. The part I liked the most was the narrow path is hidden with unbroken tumbleweed, where the knees of the prayer warriors bleed, ignoring the slanderous words of the multitude who glorify in foolishness without an interlude. They're just really well spoken. It speaks of the pain we must go through to enter through the wicket gate and be welcomed and redeemed. And that's the important part, is being redeemed by God. And I think this is a wonderful subject to write about. Great job, Phil. Thank you for coming. You are a great part of my show, and you're definitely appreciated. Let me get you some more comments. Carmine.
The aspect of what he's saying here is that in order to really achieve something, we must go through pain. In order to be somebody, we go through pain. In order to write professionally and eloquently, we go through pain. Whatever is accomplished that becomes satisfactory or worthy of its, worthy of its subject is through pain. Redemption is through pain. So when you talk about pain, pain leads to gain. And in her work over here, it stresses all these aspects that a writer can reflect or point to in its reading. Now, sometimes the writer doesn't have to say everything, but in this case, say enough so that it expands in respect to the writer's own experiences. And that's exactly what songs do. The songs have beautiful expressions, but they become part of the individual by the mood, the expression, and the simplicity of the words. It penetrates. And that's what this work does. It penetrates.
Right.
Did
so
I say
right.
too much?
No, you didn't.
Good.
No, Phil is an awesome writer, and he tells these little stories with the perfect rhyme and flow. He's just awesome. And he picks subjects. He's been in Russia, and he writes a lot about Russia, and he's just so eloquent. It's very cool how he writes. Hatter.
Yeah, Phil's one of my favorite poets. You picked, again, that's why I laughed during your comment, was that you picked the line, "The narrow path is hidden with the broken tumbleweed. It's easy to lose the thought of your storyline with the sea of metaphors that we all have and play with." Phil keeps his on track, very good at it, how he can end the storyline and give you the feeling that it's what you have read. Very good, Phil. Thank you.
Right on. Okay, Deb.
Yeah, I see this is a multi-award winner for Phil. And I'd like, I think it's the second to the last stanza, "An uphill struggle with a slippery slope close by, but the wicket gate is over on the other side, creaking in the wind, lopsided with a rustic latch that is more stiff than a Cossack's mustache." I thought actual metaphor made me giggle. But the last hurdle before we get to the celestial city, strengthened to step into Canaan's land without pity. I thought the rhyme pattern was cool, and the verse that he quoted, 7:13-34, it is potent there. So, as usual, I think Phil did a great job.
Great comment, Deb. I think that's it. Did we get you, Hatter? You commented. Hatter. Okay, I think Hatter did comment on that one. Yeah, you did.
I commented. I already did.
Okay, next we're doing Crystals.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Okay, let me there we go. We didn't do a SoundCloud, did we?
Yes, it's at the top of your studio.
The third one, there it is. Okay. There we go. Oops. I wish that audio had come out a little bit better, but, you know, I read it this morning and hearing the song and her voice, this is just a great little song, Crystal. I just love the positive attitude it emotes. We all must remember that love will catch us someday as long as we are open enough to receive it. And that's the whole point, is we have to receive love. And that's what I love about your song. It gives us hope. And hope is all you need to get love. I think the part I like the best is the chorus. I know you've got a lot going on, and it all seems to be going wrong. Just sit down and take a breath. You're only doing your best. I know your pillow is covered in tears, and you can't explain your own fears. Sometimes you just got to turn around. Oh, that's the verse. But anyway, this is just absolutely the best message written in a soft and reassuring language. I just love this. Great job, Crystal. You are a fantastic songwriter, and I thank you very much for joining my show. Deb, what did you think?
Yeah, I thought it was a great message, and there was a softness, a sweetness to her voice. And I found myself wondering if she is playing that guitar that I heard. And if so, wow, I didn't know she played. But it's a shame that the music was a little bit louder than her voice, But it was such a such a great and uplifting message that it really didn't matter. But it would have been awesome to hear her just a little bit louder. But I love the fact that she's singing, period. And I see that she won a gold for it, too. So fantastic share,
all
Crystal.
Right on.
And you remember to love yourself, too, Dolph.
Right on. Good comment, Deb. Carmine.
Yours truly is a songwriter, too. And I've been very fortunate to write with some wonderful composers. Being a lyricist, a lyric writer, I find like the first two standards, of course, lead into the chorus. There's the powerhouse right there, and when that's the song. Period. The chorus, that's the song, and then when she ends with the other verse, then it all ties together. What I like about it is that when she had written everything that leads into the chorus, and once you do that, that's the trick. You know, it has to flow. The music and the lyrics have to be a marriage, and then the mood of the melody has to go with the lyric, because if it doesn't, then the situation or the point that's being sung or expressed doesn't come across. So it was right, though. The other young lady was right. Today the music overrides the lyric and the voice, and then it finds very, very difficult to understand what is being said. That had changed to the point where it became very irritating. So I would suggest just lowering the melody so that the lyric and the voice can come across, but the voice has to be expressive enough in order to make that lyric live. And I didn't hear that. The music was too loud, I personally feel. But other than that, what you said was very poignant. You got a good song there. Yep, good song.
Right on. Very good comment, Carmine. Hatter.
Yeah, he just explained the complexity of how to write songs and transpose to music. It's not easy. The transitions between the intro and the lyrics and the chorus and the bridges and such, tempo changes. It's a complicated thing, and it shows. And it is a very talented person that can do it all, and do it all well. We encourage everybody to try that. Very good. Thanks, Carmine.
Right on. Let's see, what do we got going here? Is everybody having a good time tonight?
I'm having a wonderful time. It's really, as I told you, it's really very, it's a pleasure being with such talented people. I never realized that I would be hearing songs and the music and all that together. So the variety of your program there is, is not only thoughtful, meditative, but also entertaining. And so I commend you too, and also your staff. I haven't heard Deborah Lee, I see the talent behind this too, and she's to be commended too. So, kids, thank you for making my day. Well, instead of making my day, I'll say make my week. How do you like that? Is that okay?
Right on. That's perfect. Okay, we got one from Deb coming up.
What?
We got a poem from Deborah Lee coming up.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I'm here.
Ooh. Pretty. You're up, Deb.
Okay. Thank you. This is called In Mother Earth's Garden, Remembering Mama. And here we go. As the chickadees sing and announce the dawn, the bright neon yellow color from the sun shines, beaming through branches on the dogwood trees that tower over the trellis wrapped with ivy vines. Birdhouses sit on top of white picket fence slats. Bird feeders hang from the rafters of the gazebo. Pollinator bees circle the rows of butterfly bushes, then hibiscus perfume rides on breezes that blow. Daffodils my mother planted burst from flower pots, bookending the big rounded ornamental topiaries. Hummingbirds sip a honeysuckle nectar breakfast, and this brain fills my head in snapshot memories. Snapped back into now from the lawnmower's roar, teardrops spilled as eyes gazed dry from a breeze. Koi in a pond by the greenhouse splash the pavers, so I feed them, then pray for Mom by the apple trees. End poem.
Oh, Deb, that is so precious. Your description of the area, the picket fence slats, the birdhouses that sit atop the picket fence slats, the bird feeders hanging down from the rafters of the gazebo, beaming through branches on the dogwood tree, just everything is so descriptive. And your imagery is just perfectly colored and scented. I don't know which verse I liked best. I think Daffodils My Mother Planted Burst from Flower Pots, bookending the big rounded ornamental potpourries. Hummingbirds sip a honeysuckle nectar breakfast, and this brain fills my head in snapshot memories. Just a lovely verse. You are such a good writer, and this type of poetry really showcases what a talent you are, and I really enjoyed it. Let me get you some more comments. Hatter.
Yeah.
You're welcome,
Deb.
Deb
is a master. Deb is a master at color in my world. I like to start off the chickadees. As the chickadees sing, announce the dawn. I love reading my little sister's stuff. Margaret. All right. Good job, Deb.
What'd you do, Hatter?
Thank you, Hatter.
Hey,
are they coming for you?
Yeah, I'm hiding.
Okay, Carmine, what did you think about Deborah's pretty poem?
Deborah, my dear, this is a very eloquent, poetic memoir, of course, of your mother, but the surrounding pictures is like an artist painting with a brush, and you're painting with words, and all the should I say the descriptive words and the happenings of the past are before you, like just a perfect picture you would see on TV. But you give your mother a lot of credit, and that is wonderful. Of course, nature and its magnificence is what you appreciate. So you appreciate your mother, you appreciate the eloquence of nature, what it portrays. But then again, in effect, you also appreciate our Creator, who bestowed all of this wonderful gift before us. And that also proves that your mother appreciated it. So when I say eloquent, Debbie, that's what your poetry is. And the folks that had mentioned, what they mentioned was absolutely true. So I'll go along with it. Just keep writing, girl. You got it. Thank you. Again.
Right on.
Thank you, Carmine, and it's
great,
nice to meet you.
Cool.
Well, it's nice to meet all you folks. Hope I don't mind you calling you kids, but let's face it, the kid in me refuses to grow up, and that just keeps me going. Meeting and being with people like you makes my heart rejoice, and like I said, words cannot express the feelings of gratitude that you have given me a chance to participate. So thank you again. And I always say BYH. Now, you know what BYH stands for? It stands for Bless Your Hearts. That's what it is. And so I leave you with that thought.
Right on. Great.
Bless your heart.
Hey, Jeb, would you do me a favor?
Sure.
Can you read Rhonda's poem? Her link should be up there.
I see it. Okay, this is called We Chat Long by Rhonda Yorsey. Here we go. Perching, throwing the fishing line, recalling all the best old times with the highly attentive social lake, my blithe tail splash against its pier. In a festive glee, the golden coin sun offers spectacular glossy displays throughout the fragrant forest with shredded pieces of paper clouds festooning the vast plate sky. The lazy throat lays in the bayou, sunbathing, enjoying the languor of a siesta on a breezy summer day. A battalion of trees attire leafy lime shirt sleeves, lining up stately for the homecoming parade. The live, well-trained band of chuckling robins chirps country music with passion. Lurking gators station themselves on the swamp, patrolling its banks to guard the celebrity cabin. In such relaxing surroundings that possess the secret of pleasant marvels, my mind jumps up with an ecstatic salute. End poem.
Beautifully read, Deb.
Thank you.
Think this is a remarkable little piece. It oozed with a relaxing imagery full of awesome sights. Her beautiful descriptions were engaging to the ear, and she made the gators seem like they are welcome, pleasant part of the story. And if you knew my deal with alligators, you would know how much that was for me to write. I have nightmares of alligators quite often. So this was a very kind of easygoing part of the story was the gators. I think the part I liked best was let me see, where is it? Oh, in a festive glee, the golden coin sun offers spectacular glossy displays throughout the fragrant forest with shredded pieces of paper clouds festooning the vast plate sky. Where am I? I just love the word festooning, number one. It reminds me of decorating my boat for Christmas back in the day. Really nicely put, Rhonda. You have truly woven a very fun story here, and thank you for sharing at my show. We love you, Rhonda. Come back. Let me get you some comments. Carmine, why don't you go first?
She has a way of expressing, expressing the feeling of the scene, really with elegance and in a flow, like I said, it's like a stream just trickling down the mountain. The part when she mentions about alligators is very interesting. How she put that in there is a twist. And she put a twist in there, and she even, like, said, well, hey, you know, there they are, protecting something. not really. However, it adds poignancy to what she's writing, because alligators are not, should I say, protectors. They're, you know, they're violent and they're destructive and they're continuous eaters. But as she mentions that, it makes you think. And then I really appreciate the way she concluded her poem. Yeah, she's got very eloquent talent there. You know, all of them. I mean, all of them tonight. I mean, I have been really very impressive. And I say this humbly, but I say it truthfully. You know, you can be very proud of your writers, my dear. You can.
Yeah. Yes, I am. I'm very proud of the quality of writers that I have on my show. Let's get a comment from Hatter.
Yeah, it's. I think he's right. I think Carmen's right. The lurking gators is a sort of a metaphor for something else. Definitely. As he tries to explain it, in such relaxing surroundings that possess the secret of pleasant marvels. Mind jumps. You know, the battalion of trees. This is a very good description in each stanza, beginning of each thought. It's well done. Almost looks like a
right on. Yep.
Winter Park picture. Go ahead.
Sorry about that.
Right.
Deb. Oh, Deb dropped. Let me take this time to thank my poets, Hatter, Carmine, Wayne, Sweet Pea, Titus, Frank, Arcana, Moore, Jenny, Pee-wee, Phil, Deb, Crystal Hope, and Rhonda. Thank you all for being a part of my show. You make me proud, and please come back next time for more fun and games on the Liquid Damage Lounge. And I think that'll do it for tonight. We should have a song coming up. So, Carmine.
Yes, dear.
Are you still there? Are you going to come back?
I'm still here. I've been with you, and I'll stay until you say go away.
Okay, well, we're... There's 60 more seconds left
you,
to the show.
Am I going to come back? Well,
yeah, I'll send you a
reminder. You know.
Right on.
But
we would love to have you as a part of our show. That's very
just
cool.
Just let me know, when you would have me, and we'll make arrangements to share one of my works that I pray. You know, equals the talents and also the depthness of what I've heard tonight. You know, it's a privilege to be able to express myself among other great talent. And that's
real quick.
That's
let me say something. I want to thank Hatter. Hatter, you were a godsend tonight. Thank you very much for all your help. And Carmine,
sure.
Your comments were awesome. So
well,
I will
you.
Send
thank
you a
you.
Reminder. I will send you a reminder of next show. And some point
did
there
Carmine
should be a song or something.
Did Carmine hear the first
Deb,
beginning of the show? Okay, good.
I'm not. Yeah, I think he heard from the song. Are you talking about
the song? Yeah.
I think so. Did you hear the song in the beginning, Carmine?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Right on.
But I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it that explicitly, either because of the sound or because of my hearing aids. But I could feel the tempo. I could feel the mood, and I think that's a wonderful opener in respect to the song, because it leads into, it leads into the, can I say, the whole atmosphere of the show. You had a lot of atmosphere tonight. That's part of entertaining, but also
where
white
is
people
it?
Want to come back and hear you.
Oh, how do I play it again, Heather?
It'll be under the words you cannot say. It's under my stuff. If you go Hatter intro, I think Hatter intro.
Okay, wait a minute.
Here, I could go there too. I think I'm.
You know, I'm a
studio.
Songwriter too. I wrote a song called "My Chevy Was a Piece of Shit," but that's how I met you.
And that was funnier than hell. I remember that.
How come
I'll
it's
tell
not
you,
coming
you make
out?
Me laugh. Oh, gosh.
Okay, it's not working.
How about Shout Even Shy? Okay, let's see. I'll go see if I can find it. Well, it doesn't matter. Well, we'll catch it up then. I just wanted him to hear the
okay.
Shout
yeah, that's
shout did the song.
I had her. Right on. Yeah, I don't know.
Nothing yet. Oh.
No, I passed it.
It's okay.
No, I don't see it. Okay.
Yeah, it's under my stuff under the intro, or it's under Shout Even Shy, or the word you cannot say.
Hey, don't we usually have a song that sings us out? Oh, we got to push into episode.
Yeah, you got to.
So I will say adieu to you, my friends. I love you, and keep coming back. And with that, I will end the episode.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Carmine.